All righty.
Episode 24.
Welcome, everyone. It's great to
Jackson,
be here.
With Aiden and Garrett. Hello, fellas.
Hey, hey.
How are we doing?
Great to be here. So it's been a fun week. Selection Sunday, this past Sunday. Man, getting right into March Madness. So, you know, I had the tourneys over the past week. That was a whole lot of fun to watch. I mean, I was nonstop watching basketball, that's for sure. So
wonderful. But, greatest time of year.
Oh, for sure. Well, actually, football.
The greatest time of year. No. So I sat and thought about this. I sat and thought about this today, actually. And I was like, what is my favorite time of year? I'm like, it's got to be fall, right? And I think about it. I'm like, no. It's late March.
No.
Late March has the madness.
I mean, it might have the madness, but let's, come on now, football.
All right,
this has been a big off season.
When is the happiest time
so far
you've ever felt in your life? Is it when you're watching, when you're watching the Eagles beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl? Or is it when you're sitting and watching number 14 seed Furman take down a number 3 seed Virginia on pretty much a buzzer beater 3?
See, now, if you would have said number 16 FDU
okay,
taking down the number 1
okay
seed Purdue,
all
then
right.
I might have been with you.
Blow.
I might
that
have been with you there.
Blow.
Yeah, number 16. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, that was a good game though. It was like
yeah.
all the way up into the
no,
second part.
It was
man.
Terrible. It was terrible.
No, not number. No. The second half was really good though. It started coming back, and it was a good game to watch. You get to see who the players are.
Yeah, not Purdue.
No, well, I wasn't going to touch on that yet.
And then last year was different. Last year, of course, we make it to the national championship, and I'm like,
and blow
I it. Went into that game thinking we actually had a chance, and I still think if we would play that game 10 times, I think Purdue wins 5.
Yeah, I think, I mean, UConn is, that was so
at
good last
three.
Year. UConn
yeah,
was so good.
UConn,
yeah.
Yeah, at least three. At least 3 to 5.
And
yeah.
then there's UConn this year. That's
yeah. But before we get too much further into March Madness, there's a lot of breaking news in the NFL. Garrett, I'll let you take over on that.
Yeah, just a few minutes ago, Tom Perestlo just let go of Daniel Hunter from the Texans. He's the defensive end. He is the second highest paid defensive end now. He just got an extension for $36.5 million. A lot of drama going on with Aaron Rodgers right now. The Vikings are not going his way anymore. They've not picked up on any calls on J.J. McCarthy either. I guess they had a lot of phone calls about him. They said they're going straight forward with him. And does that mean retirement? Who knows? He said if it wasn't them, he may not have his jersey again.
That's
so
insane.
We're going to see. We're going to see.
Wow.
That, a lot of little pickups for a lot of teams. The Bears had a really good special teamer. Dunleavy, is that his name? He was a very good pickup.
Duvernay.
Good last year.
Devin Duvernay.
Yeah, Duvernay. Yeah, Devin Duvernay. Yep. He's always been a very good player, I think. There's been a lot of weird news going on right now. A lot of talk still.
Yeah, you have the T. Higgins, Jamar Chase.
Boom.
That extension.
Big time.
I mean, huge extension for the Bengals. They never spend money, and then they go and drop that bag. Like
they said, Trey Hendrickson as well. Since he's not getting a second or a first, they may be able to restructure because of those signings and sign him.
Like they're spending what is it, $130 million between Chase, Burrow, and Higgins, and then that leaves like $70 million for their defense.
Well, like, I was going to say, I think it was 3 episodes ago we talked about it. It was 48%. If they did just their market, 38% would be left after they signed and kept Burrow, Chase, Higgins, and Hendrickson if they kept him.
That's insane. That is just that's
crazy.
That's not that's unreasonable.
Oh, yeah.
That's practice squad guys. That's practice squad guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then, yeah, like we're, it, yeah, like Jared said, a big three works in football. Like it's hard to have just the three people. You can't, like, you have to have that depth. And you have,
and it will.
That's going to hurt them.
Well, and Mike Getzky coming back for a good deal, that will help them, I think, big time too, honestly.
True. And you said Daniel Hunter's the second highest paid.
Second highest now.
That's insane to me.
Yeah,
he's
that's
good,
bad.
But he didn't. Yeah, to me, he's not top 5.
Because you have, you have the Hutch, you have Crosby, Micah. Like, I mean, granted, Mike is not, I mean, he's a linebacker.
He's a DN. Player, but, he plays both sides. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like Will Anderson was on the other side, and he was what, a rookie 2 years ago?
That's
he looked better than he did.
Yeah.
He looked better. He did.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. And yeah, like you said, Rodgers, where's he gonna end up? Because
well, here's the one Vikings nobody's talking going about
after him no more.
Yeah.
Well, and what about Jonathan Greenland, the guy from the Vikings last year? That guy was tearing up. He's not been signed. He's not been signed. How do you not sign that guy? He was the whole defense on that front four.
I'm real confused on what the Vikings are doing. I'm going to be honest. I'm real confused about what's happening. Defensive side of the ball, I think they've done an okay job. They've gotten some decent pieces on defense side of the ball. Offensive side of the ball, I'm very confused on what's happening. I mean,
if I may,
I understand you're going to go with J.J. McCarthy for your long-term option. You would have to think you're going to try to look into getting a guy, a veteran quarterback in there to either help develop him or be a good backup. You've let everybody go.
But what did he do last year? I'm not going to lie. He was rehabbing. He was hurt. But you had Sam Darnold in front of you. You had a good look at what it's like to be a drop back three, drop back five quarterback. But bringing all these linemen in, I mean, they let go of their starting center.
Yeah.
You bring all these guys in, they re-sign Aaron Jones. I think that's a good pickup again.
I agree. I thought that was good.
Their biggest move, I really think, was their defensive tackle spot. I mean, you talk about last year, they stopped the run. But when it got down to that third quarter and fourth quarter, you could run all over them.
Oh, you could.
I mean, that was their big weakness.
For sure. I'll be interested to see how well their offense performs behind JJ. And it's like they said that they're not sure if he's going to be able to return week one. That's the thing I'll be interested to see. Yeah. It's like if he's not, do they ride with Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones is a Colt.
He said the Colts now. So who do they ride with?
He is going to pay $14 million.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I forgot he's with the Colts. It's like, who do they ride
with? They still got Mullins. True. He looked good when he played. He looked good in that offense when he played. He did. I'm just saying, they're spending so much money right now, dude. It's like, I don't know if they still need Stephon Gilmore back. They still need those guys. I know he's an older corner, but he played really good for them.
They can go get a guy like Flacco or someone like that.
That's what Ian Rapoport said. If the Browns do not get Russell Wilson, because when he left the house, he said that he was happy with how things were going. But he's still waiting on Pittsburgh and Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
So my thing is, are we going to wait too long?
Correction, Nick Mullins is actually on Jacksonville now.
Not Nick Mullins?
Huh. He's in Jacksonville.
Who is their backup?
Okay, well, I can't remember who it is then. I thought it was Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins was there. So he was there last year, but he signed.
Curtis, I agree. I don't want Russ either on the Browns.
Hey,
I agree.
Give Russ some love.
I'd rather have anyone. It's also looking like the Browns are heading towards Wentz right now. They're eyeing Wentz or honestly, yeah, that's looking like the only option for a veteran guy.
Backup QB, Minnesota Vikings, Brett Rypien.
Ooh. I just seen that. Yeah, they better do something about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, they got to get Flacco or someone in there.
Hey, give Nathan Peterman some love, okay?
No. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
No. But yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, besides that, there really wasn't too much news throughout the NFL. It's been a pretty quiet week. I'll be interested to see. The draft is in around a month. There's a lot of pro days going on. Bama.
Yeah. Did you see Jalen Monroe? Yeah, his 40.
He had a 4, what was it, 4.43 or something like that?
No, 4.38.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, that's insane.
Was moving.
So, yeah. Going to kind of go towards last week's picks now, head more towards basketball. It was a little rough last week.
It's a nice way of putting it, Aiden.
Things were rough.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, all I want to say is if you come on the show and you hear Aiden say the word Arizona, just know Arizona will lose the next time they play.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. if I pick, so I just know that Arizona is not winning against Akron. They play Akron and March Madness. They are not winning. So, because I picked them. I picked them. Just so we all know. But
Can I put one thing out? One other thing out here.
What's that?
Let's see. Cavs versus Magic. Oh, Cavs didn't win. Cavs versus Lakers.
Yeah,
oh, Cavs didn't win that one either. Yeah. Oh no! Wait, Celtics Nets. Oh, that's a win.
Hey.
Mitchell's been out. Mitchell's been out.
Yeah, true.
He's back.
I'll just have you know that you picked the Cavs versus the Clippers. So.
I understand I did that, okay? I'm pretty sure I picked the Magic over the Cavs. So.
You did.
Thank you very much.
But you also picked the Grizzlies, so. All right, yeah,
did I really?
So, yeah. But I just want to say, I think I did pretty decent for, like, I picked UC San Diego and Grand Canyon. I picked Grand Canyon because I was like, I like the Grand Canyon, so why not?
You were pulling them out of the hat.
I was throwing a dart in a dark room, and you know what? Yeah. It worked. And here we
Speaking
are.
Of dart.
Quinnipiac losing, that was rough. Arizona, but yeah. None of us did good with the SEC, but as you can see, 15 and 14, I somehow went positive on the week.
Impressive.
I'm pretty proud of myself, bringing my all-time to 79-62. If we go and look at Jackson's here, not too much different.
It's a lot on the left side.
We went about the same, didn't we, too? Yeah.
About one worse. The only one I got that you got Montana. You didn't get South Carolina or UC San Diego. And then there was another one. I don't remember. But.
Oh, you ain't got my slide up there now?
Oh, just wait. Just wait. you went 13 and 16.
Nice.
Yikes.
Bringing your all time to 71 and 70.
Hey, still over 500.
Over 500.
Garrett, I'm sorry.
I don't want to see mine. I know. Oh my.
Yeah, Garrett, ooh. it was a rough week.
Dang, man.
Garrett, you went 10 and 19.
Oh no.
Yeah,
man.
Wait, is he still over 500? That's the real question.
Bring your
own.
It was rough. It was rough, man. Last week. But I mean, like,
that one put me there.
It was like the Nuggets Warriors game. You're choosing the Warriors, like, that's rough. Like, that was a rough one. The Lakers Suns, the Suns should have won. I mean, it was literally just,
I thought they were gonna,
it was just Luka. I mean, yeah, rough time out here. So. But yeah, we had a not so good week, to say the least.
That's all right. Bounce back week, boys. Bounce back week. Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna go towards March Madness now. So is it really gonna be?
Thank you.
Because I don't know.
A little more positive.
I don't know if it is gonna be a bounce back week because who in the world knows what's gonna happen with March Madness?
I do.
I know.
Okay. You look at my bracket, and it's like. That's like the golden standard of brackets. Like, you look at that, you're like, man, this bracket you mean?
This bracket.
That's the greatest bracket ever produced.
Is it?
I'm sorry.
Do you care if I break this down a little bit?
I mean, go for it. It is rough.
Zoom in a little bit by chance?
Let's see if I can. I don't know if I can.
Kind of, not really. It's all right.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
Here, I'll pull it up on my end and then can see it.
Jackson.
Okay.
Jackson.
I'm going to explain my first round matchups first. Let me actually pull it up on my app here. I'm just telling you, this is the greatest bracket you've ever seen produced in your entire life.
Here we go. There we go.
Oh, beautiful. Well, kind of. My screenshot cut off the top half. So I've got Auburn beating Alabama State. Let's be honest.
That one makes sense. Yeah.
I have Creighton taking down Louisville.
Okay.
I've watched Creighton play multiple times this year. Kalkbrenner, he's kind of plays a mix between a forward and a guard. Is great. Fantastic player. Moving on. Now I got Michigan. won the Big Ten tourney. They're going to be able to get another win here. Texas A&M's played some pretty dang good ball. Just unfortunately stuck in the SEC. That's what it is. Unfortunately, you're in the SEC. Same thing with Texas. You're unfortunately in the SEC. That's all that there is to it.
Yeah.
Ole Miss. Yeah. Same story with Ole Miss. Ole Miss has played well. You're stuck in the SEC. Iowa State. Iowa State's played some really good basketball. Unfortunately, they're in the same conference as Houston and the same conference as teams like BYU and stuff. So that's why they're only a 3 seed. But I still think that is probably the toughest 3 seed out there. One of the toughest. Yeah. One of the toughest.
No. I would say one of the toughest.
New Mexico taking down Marquette. The reason I picked New Mexico over Marquette does not score very much. Marquette heavily relies on their defense. And the way you can beat their defense is, so when they played Purdue this year, the entire game they played a full court press. If you have an offense that has learned that as soon as you break this full court press, you beat Marquette. That's all it is to it. You don't turn the ball over and you beat the full court press, it's over. You win. Because Marquette is not going to – if you get in a track meet with Marquette, you've already won because Marquette can't beat you in a track meet.
Have they done that in every game? I've only seen 2 games, and I've seen them doing half court at least.
The majority of games that I've seen that they've done it, they'll either do a full court press or the guy that's bringing up the ball, they will press him all the way down the floor.
Yeah,
they'll do a combo.
Well, and that does work. I mean, you're putting pressure on
it
them.
It does.
And you're making them more cardio, you're making them work harder.
Yeah, it's definitely. And then Michigan State is Michigan State. I thought Michigan State might have been snubbed out of getting a 1 seed, but that's a personal preference. Thought they could have been snubbed out of a 1 seed.
I agree.
100%.
I 100% agree on that one.
Florida making it out of the first round. Florida, in my opinion, is one of the most complete teams in all college basketball right now, playing fantastic basketball. Oklahoma over UConn. Overrated this year.
Oklahoma over UConn is so that. I'm sorry.
You can use the defense of Oklahoma has 6 SEC wins. Look at what conference you're playing in. You're playing against a conference that got 14 teams in, which I also have a problem with, but that's for another time.
Same here.
I think Oklahoma is very tough, but I think it's not more of how good Oklahoma is. It's how poor UConn has played this year. UConn has been a team this year where if you get a lead on UConn, it's over. UConn's not coming back.
Look at all of Oklahoma's losses.
I totally get that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Like, they have terrible losses.
No,
I mean, they have one good win, and it was against, was it Bama that they beat? Who was it that they beat? It was either like
Bama. I think it was. I think you're right. I think it was Alabama.
I think that was their one good win. And I don't know.
This next game was my toughest game to pick.
Memphis, Colorado State. I agree 100%.
Colorado State is so good, but I think Memphis has one win in them. I think they've got that just one win that they're like, okay, we're going to pull this out.
Yeah. That's fair. Maryland
is, my opinion, the best 4 seed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They are so good. Agreed. Unfortunately, they get stuck in, my opinion, the hardest section.
Yeah.
You got stuck in the West, my opinion, is one of the hardest sections with Florida, St. John's, and yourself.
Yeah.
What's your score on that then? On Gators and I would love to know. Like, is it going to be a close game going into the?
I could see that being an overtime game.
I was going to say, man, that's got to be a shootout by that time.
Where I picked out everything else of my bracket besides that game because I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't know who to pick. I don't know who I'm going with here. And in all of my brackets, I'm flipping back and forth.
You guys texted the group chat earlier and I said, let me go look at the bracket. And when I got done with my first lineup, I'm like, I'm going to wait a little bit.
That's my problem.
I'm like, my gosh, OU and Gator. I'm like, I don't know. Oklahoma's hard to pick against. And I'm like,
it's hard.
Missouri over Drake. I think Drake is a very good team, but I think Missouri has got just enough in them to score just enough to get around Drake.
I disagree.
That, once again, that was another one that was super tough for me.
I like Drake. I like Drake.
I do too. That's two now, Aiden.
Yeah, I really like
Drake. I have Texas Tech falling to UNC Wilmington.
Wow. Wow.
I have not been very high on
Texas Tech this
year. See, I don't hate that, but it's just like I've just been rolling with Texas Tech and all mine, but like I don't hate that.
Kansas is the most overrated seven seed. Kansas falls in round one to Arkansas.
Arkansas? Wow. I don't.
That one's a.
I don't know how I feel.
That's the only one I can't back, Jackson. Yeah, that's the only one I can't back, Jackson. That one's, that one's going to be a rough game, I think.
I think it'll be a good game.
I'm not going to watch that.
I think it will be too.
I just don't have any reason.
I'm not betting against Rick Pitino in March, so St. John's.
Yep.
Yep.
Duke, 16 seeds, not beating one seed this year. Sorry to tell you, fellas.
Yep.
Baylor getting around Mississippi State. This is another game that is going to be close.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm going to give the edge to Baylor in this one. I've watched Baylor play a little bit more. VJ Edgecombe, quite possibly the greatest freshman in all of college basketball this year outside of what's-his-name at Duke.
Yeah. Cooper Flag, yep.
VJ Edgecombe, in my opinion, is the most athletic freshman.
Hang on, Jackson. What was his name? Jackson. I don't know if we didn't pick it up. We didn't. What was his name?
It cut out in my mic too.
Sounds like a problem to me. Oregon Liberty. This one I was tough on, but I think Liberty gets it done. I think I'm not sure Oregon was deserving of a five seed this year. I thought Oregon should have been a little bit lower. I saw Oregon more of like a six seed, maybe a seven. I thought five was.
I thought you guys
high.
Wouldn't agree with that. That's crazy.
Oh no!
I thought they didn't deserve it.
The disservice was having Michigan and Oregon on the same level.
Yep,
exactly.
That shows how much they disrespect the Big Ten.
Michigan should have been a three seed.
I was just arguing.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God! Yes.
Like 100% should have been a three seed.
Yeah. Agreed. So I think Liberty gets past Oregon. Arizona over Akron. Man. This game could be a sneaky good game.
Yeah.
Arizona-Akron could be sneaky good, but I do think Arizona does just enough to get past them.
Hey.
I watched Arizona play against Houston. I thought Arizona looked okay, but the only problem was it was Houston.
Careful.
BYU.
I also have Arizona.
BYU-VCU. This will be the greatest 6-11 game we have possibly ever seen.
Really?
Okay. I was waiting for this one.
It's VCU. They play VCU, right?
Yes. VCU plays great basketball. VCU, this is probably the best VCU team we've seen since Shaka Smart took him to the Final Four.
Wow. Okay.
Holy cow. Look at you pulling out the facts. All
knowledge,
over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Knowledge. Here we go.
Wisconsin.
I'm not gonna lie. That's the only game. That's the only game I don't see here. Yep. I could see that being an overtime game.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good game.
Greg Gard's going to get past Montana. I don't think that's going to be much of a game. I think Wisconsin's got enough scoring. They just got to be able to get scoring going, and they're going to be fine. St. Mary's Vanderbilt, I'm going to take the upset here. I think Vanderbilt gets it done. I think Vanderbilt is a very good team. We've seen Vanderbilt win five straight ranked games.
Yep.
And it's not going to be any different here. St. Mary's not a ranked team. St. Mary's still a very good team. Don't get me wrong. St. Mary's still a very good team. But I like Vandy here, and we'll get to this when I go to second round, but we could see Vandy winning again.
Ooh.
Alabama over Robert Morris. This Bama team's good. This Bama team's not losing to 15 seed.
Bama's going to put up like 120 on them. Like, let's be.
I could see Alabama throwing up 100 piece here.
Yeah.
I was going to say at least 100. Yeah, they've been scoring.
Houston, Southern Illinois, Evansville, or whatever it is. And that shows how.
Southern.
Georgia Gonzaga. Give me Georgia. Gonzaga team up and down here. As I said earlier, this Gonzaga team's problem is Graham Ike is their center. He has not played fantastic this season. He came in and they're like, he is going to be one of the best centers in the league. He was not. He did not live up to the hype. If Georgia can force Gonzaga to score inside, Georgia will win.
Can we look at their points in the paint? If we look at their points, when we get to that later,
but look at their points. I get in the that, paint. But the other thing you got to look at, Ryan Nemhard is not good just shooting. It's the dribble drive
from Nemhard
that he can beat you on.
if you look at
he's the one scoring a lot more in the paint, though. Yes. He's right, honestly. He is. Dude,
I'm just telling, like, from a statistic, like, I haven't watched many, like, I don't think I've watched any of the Saga games, to be honest. Like,
I watched one, and I was very, very unimpressed. It did not look like a typical Mark Few team.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you look from a statistic, like, point of view, like, it is, like, they are so, like, outstanding at every single, like, line. It is crazy. Go ahead, Gary. I don't know. Like, go on.
They have a lot of drop in. They have a lot of teardrop in. They go in with the drive, and they kick out. They do a lot of that. And I'm going to be honest. This center reminds me of the guy from Purdue. I hate to bring this up. A few years ago, Juwan Johnson, the center that was a hyped up dude. Do you remember him? Yeah. And he was not that guy. That's who he reminds me of.
I agree.
That overhyped. Just way hyped.
Clemson McNeese. Fantastic game. This is going to be a fantastic game. McNeese is going to get past Clemson. I thought Clemson as a 5 seed was high.
I think this
McNeese team is one of the greatest mid-majors we are going to see here in March Madness. Purdue over High Point. It's the problem to me with High Point is I will be honest. When I was watching the selection show, High Point was one of the teams I didn't want to see.
Yeah.
I did a little bit more research once we figured them out. There is, like, I'm pretty sure it's 338 Division I teams in the country.
There is.
Defensively, High Point ranks 300th in defense.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Okay.
But he's right.
So my thing, High Point's that bad at defense. How are you stopping a pick and roll with Braden Smith and Trey Kaufman Wren?
No, I mean, that's fair.
Braden Smith is the problem there. They can't.
And I'm going to tell you the way High Point could beat Purdue, and this is the same goes for any team. I told Aiden this on the phone earlier. You have to run a zone defense. You cannot run a man defense against Braden Smith in the pick and roll. It's not possible because you're either have to switch on to Trey Kaufman Wren, who is the most fouled Division I basketball player this year. He takes 7 fouls per game.
Exactly, Curtis.
That's what I was just going to say. That this is my only thing when you're playing zone. Are they going to do 3-2-2-3 I really think they're going to have to play up top. I mean, they're going to have to. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have to find something, but I don't think High Point has enough defensively to be able to stop Purdue's offense. Illinois gets past Texas. I think Texas wins tonight. I think it's going to be a decent game, but I think Illinois scores enough to get past Texas.
I agree.
I agree. I want to agree.
Kentucky gets past Troy. I'm not sure it's going to be much of a game. Yeah. UCLA gets past Utah State. Once again, going to be another good game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. This is not going to be a lot of points scored in this game. Yeah. It's going to be a 60-60-something game. And I think UCLA is going to do just enough late in the game to get the win. Tennessee, I will be honest, these 2 seeds that we're seeing, quite possibly the best 2 seeds we've seen possibly ever in March Madness.
All of
these 2 seeds have a resume to be a 1 seed.
For sure.
That's the issue.
Just unfortunately,
they fell
in a year where the 1 seeds are pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yep.
Because, I mean, they all have like 3 losses or less.
Yeah, they're really good. This round two is crazy.
My first number 1 seed goes off the board. Auburn loses.
Yeah, that's insane.
Auburn was not deserving of the number 1 overall seed.
I agree with
Auburn,
that.
Auburn, in my opinion, I'm not sure Auburn deserved a 1 seed. You've lost 3 of your last 4 basketball games. You are not playing good basketball right now.
I think you get past your
first round matchup because you're a 1 seed. But I think Creighton takes you down. This Creighton team, to me, very scary.
Do you think that's not strategized a little bit? I mean,
I'm sure it is.
A little bit of a break. I'm not saying they're shooting wrong.
I'm sure it is, but at the other point of it, Auburn had to have been thinking, okay, if we lose 3 of these next 4, there's a potential we don't have the number 1 overall seed. Because there was a lot of controversy going into Selection Sunday. Are they going to be number 1 seed? Because before those 3 losses, they were a shoe-in. Then they lose those 3 in a row, and now everyone's like, okay, should it be Duke?
I think Duke should have been the number 1 overall.
And I do, too.
I think it should have been Duke.
Yeah.
But I think they did deserve it for the year they've had overall. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
That's
fair. Yes. Moving on, Texas A&M takes down Michigan. I think this Michigan team is good. I think this turns into a little bit more of a track meet, and I think Texas A&M is able to outscore them. Iowa State, Ole Miss, I kind of have the same feeling. Iowa State's just going to outscore Ole Miss in the end.
I agree with that.
Michigan State, New Mexico. Once again, this Michigan State team, very, very good.
So good. I love Michigan State this year. Michigan State's been so good this year.
Florida, Oklahoma, same thing. This Florida team. I there's not much you can say about this Florida team. They're just that good. This Florida team's good. Yeah. Same thing with Maryland. Yeah. I think this Maryland-Memphis game could be good, but, I mean, I like what Coach Willard's doing in Maryland. I think they have, once again, one of the better freshmen in Derek Queen. I think they do enough to get past Memphis. And I'm going to take the more experienced coach here in this one as well, as Willard's been doing it a little bit longer than Penny Hardaway has.
Penny Hardaway, yep.
Missouri past UNC Wilmington. UNC Wilmington, the run's over. Missouri's going to get past them. Missouri plays in the SEC. A lot tougher competition than UNC Wilmington has faced. St. John's over Arkansas. Not much, against Patino in March. Duke takes down Baylor. This Duke team is very, very good. I have discredited them all year long. I know. This Duke team is very, very good.
Led by
Cooper Flagg.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I thought.
The train keeps rolling. Liberty gets past Arizona.
Ooh. I like it.
That one's a good one. That's going to be a good
one. I've seen a few games I've watched of Arizona. There's been some flaws in their game. I think Liberty's able to exploit those a little bit, force them to turn the ball over, and pull out a very close late win. BYU takes down Wisconsin. Wisconsin has a very good shooting first round. Second round, I think they struggle a little bit.
I don't know. That one's hard for me. I like
the East was the East was my region of upsets because I have Vandy taking down Bama too.
I could see.
I think Mark Sears is a good guard. Mark Sears is not an elite guard, and he's going to show it in this game. I think Sears turns the ball over 8 times in this ball game.
All right. I mean, Vandy. If any school is going to do it, it's going to be Vandy.
Yeah, no, and I agree. I think if any school is going to take down this Bama squad before they would have to potentially play Wisconsin or Duke, it's going to be Vandy.
For sure.
Houston takes down Georgia. Houston team is good. I think Georgia gives them a little bit of trouble in the first half. I think Houston runs away with it the second half. This Houston team is going to score a lot of points. The way you beat this Houston team, you force them to not shoot the three.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Houston this year.
That's what Georgia's going to do against Gonzaga. Maybe Georgia the same thing against Houston. I don't think it'll be enough. I think Houston shoots just well enough to be able to get it done. I kind of think Georgia maybe runs out of gas after halftime.
Yeah, that's fair.
They Purdue do over, run out of gas.
Yes. Purdue over McNeese. I think Purdue has a very odd, very good shooting game. We've seen Purdue lately not shoot the ball very well. I think this is a game where we see Purdue shoot the ball very well. They're kind of due for a good shooting game. I don't think they're going to need it in round one with how poor High Point's defense is. I think here in round two against McNeese, they're going to need a very good shooting game, and I think it's about time that they get one.
The way Purdue's been playing, I know.
And see, that's my thing. The way they've been playing lately, they're bound to have a decent game, and I think this is the time.
They're going to have to.
I'm going to tell you, this team reminds me a lot of the team from 2019 where they played Kyle Guy in Virginia in the Elite Eight and lost in the Elite Eight.
Yep.
And this team reminds me a lot. You very good guard play. Remember, Carson Edwards was an elite guard. I see hints of him and Braden Smith. I think Braden Smith elevates that to another level with his passing.
That Purdue's going to have to play good or they're going to lose.
And I agree. And I think Purdue plays just well enough to get past McNeese. Once again, I think it's a close-ish game. I think Purdue ends up winning by 8 or 9. based on fouls late in the game. I think it's more of going to be like a 4-5 game, but it's going to be elevated there late based off of free throws.
Yeah.
But that's what I was saying about Auburn, is I feel like they've had so much bad chemistry going on lately.
That could be the same way.
That's all I was trying to say, is I could see Purdue doing it too, but they have, what are they, 20 something and 11, right?
Mm. Yeah.
That's what the record is. It seems like every time they go up, they have that scale that comes down, then they shoot even higher. So it's,
I think right now they're at the point where we're going to start that climb back up, and we kind of luck out playing a very bad defensive team to start.
Yeah.
And then I think we have a decently favorable second round matchup, whether it is Clemson or it is McNeese. I think it's going to be kind of favorable towards Purdue as long as we can shoot the ball well. We need Braden Smith to do Braden Smith things.
Do you think High Point, though, can give Purdue a run? I mean, my only thing is, they can score, man. They can score. They can really score.
I think first half, yes, but I think second half is where their lack of defense is really going to show.
Mm-hmm. I think the game's
going to end up being like a 12-point game. The opening line was 7.5. If I'm me personally, I'm going to slam the over.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because of how poor High Point is on defense.
Yeah.
Illinois is going to get past Kentucky. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of this Kentucky team.
I agree. I
think they're decent. I think Mark Pope is an okay coach. I'm not sure this is his season. I like Mark Pope as Kentucky's head coach. I think we give Mark Pope another year or two, and I think we realistically can talk about Kentucky being a Final Four contender. I don't think this is his season. I think Illinois shoots the ball well enough. Illinois is going to get this game to be a 70 to 80 point game. If you're going to win this game, you're going to need to score 80. And I think Illinois can do that.
Illinois has been playing hot lately, and Kentucky has not. Kentucky's had some rough games.
Yes.
And they've been doing that up and down. Too.
Yeah, exactly.
They just got off of that high. I think now's when they're going to drop.
Yep. That's why I think you're right with the Purdue thing too. Yeah. Cause they've been on their low now, and I think that's just going to end right back up on them.
Tennessee, UCLA. UCLA unfortunately runs into Tennessee. Tennessee, once again, very, very good team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not much else to say. UCLA just runs into a tough matchup. Creighton, Texas A&M. This is going to be a very good game in the Sweet 16. It's going to be a very good game in the Sweet 16. I think Creighton does just enough, though, to get by Texas A&M. Once again, fantastic game, in my opinion. Michigan State, Iowa State. This Michigan State, Iowa State game is going to come down to Michigan State's going to have the last possession of the game, and they're going to put the ball in one of their playmakers' hands.
Really?
Jaden Akins, or whether it's Cohen Carr, is going to have the last shot of this game. And it's going to be tied. This game is going to be tied. This ball is going to be one in their hands to shoot the last shot. And one of them is going to clutch up and make a shot and win the game.
Really?
There was a guy just talking about that. He was saying it's either going to be just like you said it, or it's going to be one of those where he gets the last three shots, one of them two, and they're just going to be draining them. They have that.
Oh yeah.
They have that stamina at the very end of games where it's like you see that Kobe type thing where he can just take over the end of the game.
Both of them. It's crazy.
They both can. They both can, though. That's the thing. One could be off, the other one's
on. They can take over a game at any point in time.
See,
and I think that's what makes this Michigan State team so scary, is it's not one guy. You have two that could take over a game at any point in time.
Wait a minute. You disagree? Can I know why?
Well, no, I mean, I guess I agree with the fact that, like, I think Michigan State will run away with the game. I agree with that. I think they'll run
away. And I could see that happen. I could see that happening. I think either Michigan State runs away with it, or it's a very close game.
Like, I think Michigan State is just so, like, good. They've been so good this year. I think they should have won the Big Ten championship.
Yeah.
They just had a poor shooting game.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
They were the dominant team throughout the whole year in the Big Ten. And it's like, they're a young team. That's the only reason. Like, not the only reason, but they're a young team. But I think they're dominant. Like, they'll dominate. Realistically.
Well, and they don't shoot the ball. They don't shoot the ball like it's just nothing. Like, they make sure they get the ball out. They make sure it's a good shot. Like, they're shooting at like 46 or 47% right now. But I've noticed they are passing the ball around a lot. They're not just going up one pass out to the outside corner and shot. They're not doing that.
It's quality looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're good, man. They're good on defense too.
Moving on down to the West. Once again, I hated picking this game.
Yeah,
I didn't know where I was going to go with. Was I going to go with a Florida team that, once again, is one of the more complete teams in college basketball this year? Or a Maryland team that's kind of an up-and-comer this season, I think Maryland is going to be scary for the next couple of years. I think Maryland is very good. Just unfortunately, you ran into Florida. That's so all it's going to come down to. Unfortunately, you ran into Florida. Once again, this West part of the bracket is the toughest part of the whole bracket.
If Maryland can hit their threes, if they can make those shots, they win. I
think it's going to be a very close game late. I just think Florida's going to end up pulling away late. And I think it's actually going to be due to fouls. I think Maryland's going to get a little bit of foul trouble late in the game. And that's going to then switch into Florida needing to shoot the free throws very well.
Okay.
If I may say this real quick, I love every part of your bracket. I love every part of it. This is the only part I got to say. That Queen kid, I'm going to be completely honest. Maryland's going to be – I really feel like that's going to be the game that breaks up this bracket. Because they're so young at the core. And how they do their pick and rolls, it could be – I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying that when they do play, they had a couple easier games. Their record shows for it. They're scoring like 84 to 67. It's such a wide margin.
Yeah.
But I will be honest, it's either going to be a shootout game or it's going to be one of those to the wire, I think.
See,
last couple of minutes.
I think it's going to be down to the last couple of minutes. But like I said, I think it's going to come down to some foul trouble for Maryland. And Florida's going to be able to hit their free throws late.
Yeah.
And they do take risks. They do a lot. They do.
Oh, yeah. Missouri St. John's. St. John's team is very good. You don't bet against Rick Pitino in March.
Yeah.
You can't do it. I cannot bring myself to bet against Rick Pitino in March. This is Rick Pitino's fifth team he's been on. Fifth team he's taken to March Madness. He has won a national championship on four of those teams. Will he get his fifth this season?
That's insane.
It's they so have crazy like the best defense.
So my one fear with St. John's is how poorly they shoot the three ball. I don't think it's going to matter here in the tournament. I really don't. Their defense forces the most, or I think it's the second most turnovers in Division One basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they are top 10 in rebounding, top 5 in defense. They're insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nuts. Absolutely nuts.
And then they're top 5 in defensive rebounding. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Unfortunately, the wagon stops here. Liberty gets taken down by Duke. This Duke team, I unfortunately cannot bet against them right now. They're playing really good basketball. With or without Cooper Flagg is the scarier part about it. They're playing really good without him.
That will be the hard thing.
Yeah.
BYU.
They still look okay, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
They honestly could go without them. BYU team
has looked very good. I watched BYU play Houston. They took Houston. And the Houston game was close to start off. I think BYU kind of petered off due to they were playing Houston. I just don't think Vandy's got enough to get past BYU.
Agreed.
Yep.
I agree with that.
Houston, Purdue.
I don't mean to interrupt. I don't want to interrupt real quick. Stephon Diggs is actually going to meet with the Patriots now, and he's going to be going on Fox with Jay Glazer.
Wow.
In New England.
Wow.
That was breaking news, man. That will really change some things with Drake May. I just want to say that.
That would be crazy.
That'll be really scary, dude. That team, I'm telling you, man.
I do like the Patriots.
Yeah, I do too.
We always root against Patriots, but I kind of rooting for them.
Dude, I think Drake May was the top three. I agree, out of them five. I do.
I agree. Wow.
Sorry to interrupt, Jackson.
No, you're fine. Purdue Houston. This is a game I feel could go either way. I think Houston has had a lucky draw so far this season. You play in the Big 12. The Big 12 is good. I'm not saying Big 12 is great because they're not. Big 12 is good.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, it's SEC, Big 10, space, then Big 12.
Yeah. Because you got like the ACC.
Yeah, ACC. ACC is kind of like there somewhere in the middle. Big East is somewhere in the middle as well. And then it's Big 12.
Yeah.
And so I just think, I do think Houston, Purdue is going to be able to get past Houston.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be a good game. Houston, I think it's going to come down to who's going to be able to draw more fouls. And it's going to come down to me, once again, with Trey Kaufman Wren has forces 7 fouls against an opponent each game.
Yeah.
And it's going to come down to Purdue's going to run that pick and roll. Brayden Smith's going to dish it off to Kaufman Wren. He's going to get fouls, and he's going to be able to get the free throw line.
I could see it. I can.
Illinois, Tennessee. Unfortunately, Illinois runs into Tennessee.
Yeah.
Illinois is going to try to make this a track meet. Tennessee is not going to allow it to. Tennessee is going to play some good, tough defense and is going to be able to get past Illinois.
Yep, I agree with that.
You do agree with that?
Yeah, I like Tennessee. I like Tennessee there.
Illinois is a good Rick team, Barnes, though. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And that's
I mean, they Rick every Barnes. Year, every year we think they're doing good. They end up, yeah.
Yeah.
Creighton, Michigan State. This is another game where it took me forever to think about it. My biggest point with this one.
Mount St. Mary's just beat American, by the way.
That game, Mount St. Mary's kind of had the lead for the majority of that game when I was watching it.
Yep, so that their play-in's over. So go carry on.
So the thing for me that makes Creighton so scary is they have that forward and Ryan Kalkbrenner that can play as a guard. And my thing is yes, Michigan, you have your two guards that are good. Outside of that, then you have a little bit of a drop off. I think it's going to come down to Kalkbrenner's going to have a big game. And as we were saying, like in clutch moments, I think Creighton's going to end the ball, is going to end the game having the ball, and Kalkbrenner's going to hit some sort of shot to send Creighton to the Final Four.
But over Michigan State?
Yeah,
and that's see, my this thing, is the man. Hardest thing because I hate going against Tom Izzo in March. Tom Izzo is such a good coach. This Michigan State team is such a good team. I just think Creighton has enough. I've watched three Creighton games. I think Creighton is a very good team. Creighton has taken St. John's down to the wire. I believe both times they played St. John's, they took St. John's right down to the wire. And as you can see, I have St. John's winning it all.
Yeah, but
I
can't.
Either way, I think it's going to be a fantastic game.
I agree with that. Yeah. I could agree with that, but Michigan State is just so
they've played so calm and poised.
I would agree.
Yeah,
And that was the hard part about it. Florida St. John's.
It's a good bracket, though. I mean, it really is.
Florida is a very good team. Defense. Yeah. And I think this game's actually going to come down to coaching.
That's fair.
Yeah. I think Pitino has enough in his playbook. He's got enough ball knowledge to be able to get past Florida here. Duke, BYU. Fortunately, BYU, you ran into Duke. That's all that the East. When I look at the East, I'm looking at, I know my bracket doesn't show it, but this is the bracket of how the way I think things are going to fall. When you look at like the best teams in the East, for me, it comes down to three. And that's Duke, Bama, and Wisconsin.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree.
And I think that's it. Wow. When you kind of look at the others, you kind of be like, okay, you could see like four, maybe five here in this one. When you look at the East, there's three. And I think there's a big drop off between one, two, and three. And I'll be honest, I have them listed different. I think it goes Duke, Wisconsin, then Bama.
Really?
I do. I think that Wisconsin team can be very good, coached under Greg Gard. I think Greg Gard is a very good Big Ten coach. And I think that Bama, could be though. Part
they're,
of
they're
it.
They're a good team.
I know. Alabama's very good. Yeah. If Alabama can get it to being a high scoring game, that's where Alabama can beat you. But my thing with Wisconsin is you play in the Big Ten. There's defense in the Big Ten. So therefore you don't want games to get into a very high scoring match unless you're Iowa or you're Illinois.
Yep.
So that's where I think Duke has it. Purdue, Tennessee. This is a very, very good Tennessee team.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
A very, very good Tennessee team. I wanted to pick Purdue here so badly. I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
Yeah.
I respect that. No, I respect that.
Yeah, at least you know where to draw a line.
And realistically, this is my most realistic bracket I think I've made.
Yeah, yeah.
But like people can be like, you really have Purdue beating Houston? I do, because I think Purdue could beat Houston. I think Purdue very easily could beat Houston.
See, I agree, because I'm not a huge fan of Houston this year. Like,
I'm not either. I think Houston relies too much on their guard play and getting it into a three-point shooting match.
Yeah.
And Purdue complements that well with their inside presence and being able to shoot the three. I mean, Fletcher Lloyd is shooting three-pointers at 46%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if Purdue gets out of the first round, I think they have a good chance of making it to the Elite Eight.
And I think, unfortunately, they run into Tennessee here. I think it is going to be a good game. But You know, last two times we've played Tennessee in March, Purdue's gotten the best of them. Unfortunately, I think that's where it comes to an end right here.
Yeah.
I think Purdue's going to hit their streak right here, though, and then Tennessee comes, and that's it. Yeah,
I'd agree.
Yeah. I
Creighton St. John's, Final Four. Creighton St. John's. This is St. John's team once again. I am very high on Rick Pitino. I'm very high on this team defensively. Once again, you could be like, okay, their scoring worries you. It does. Mm-hmm. Their scoring worries me. It's not going to much matter when you're going to hold a team to 50 points a game.
Yep.
If you score 51, it's over. You win. Yep. You're going to hold a team to 50 points. You're going to score 51. It's over. I think this could be a very low scoring game between Creighton and St. John's. Duke, Tennessee. This is a matchup that I love. This is quite possibly the best matchup that we could see in the whole bracket.
I'll
tell you why. Duke's team is kind of built on, okay, you kind of got this one star. Tennessee doesn't really have that. Like, Tennessee's got some guys who are like, okay, man, they're really good. They're like, wow, yeah. Like, these guys are good. There's not really one guy that's like, oh, wow, he's like fantastic. Yes, you have Shaz Lanier and you have Zakai Ziegler. Both very good players. But my opinion, but then you turn and look at Duke, you have Cooper Flagg, and then you have, yes, you have Knepel. Or Knupel. But other than that, like, I don't know. For me, the depth of Tennessee is what's going to get this one for Tennessee.
I don't see it. Cooper Flagg is just so, even at his,
yes.
He was being double teamed. I've watched a lot. I know what you're saying. I just feel like he's got that genetic of not, he can do this. And he's like, it's all good. Give me the ball.
Well, I mean, you even see Duke
with the last 2 minutes. Flagg.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So you throw him in there, that's like Shaq going to Kobe.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's just put it over the top here. Let's go a little bit over the top. All right.
Yeah.
And so my other reason I'm going with Tennessee in this one is I think coaching experience here late in March is going to play a big factor in it. John Shire, of course, only in his third or fourth season at Duke.
Third or fourth.
And then you got Rick Barnes, who of course has coached a very long time, of course, took over this Tennessee team about 10, 12 years ago. Before that was, I'm not going to remember right now where he was, but he was there for 17 years.
Yeah.
So he has some very good coaching experience.
It's in his DNA too. Yeah.
Yes. So then you got the national championship, St. John's, Tennessee. I think Pitino gets his fifth championship with a fifth different team.
That's insane. I mean, I agree.
I've been saying this for a while. This is a very good St. John's team. This is a St. John's team that is built for playing late in the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we kind of saw it early. We're like, man, this team could be good. Lost a couple there around the middle of the year. You're like, man, I don't know anymore. And then after the middle of the season, we saw the St. John's team take off. They weren't skipping a beat. It was win, 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 win. You lost. Maybe one or two, win, 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 win. And now they're coming in. You just won the Big East tournament where everyone was like, oh, they might not. It might be Marquette. It might be Creighton. It might be UConn. They're like, oh, man, Big East tournament's wide open. It wasn't. It was St. John's all the way.
Yeah.
This St. John's Red Storm is going to storm into March and get the win.
I like what you did there. I like what...
If they do, that would be a really good documentary. That's all I know for
sure. Oh, that would be. And I will be honest.
It would be a perfect one.
I think if St. John's wins it, I think Pitino bows out.
Yeah.
I think Pitino goes out of champion.
I mean, this would be the perfect time. It'd be a perfect time.
It would be.
So.
You did good there. Jeff.
Sorry that took so long. I didn't mean for that to take so long.
That's fine. You have a pretty decent bracket. I also created one, and it's not quite. I have Duke winning it all. I have some pretty decent upsets. I like.
You see, so, San Diego going Sweet 16 is kind of wild to me.
I like UC San Diego.
You got Gonzaga going.
I Ooh. Do. I
wow.
Whoa.
Gonzaga.
You're that
whoa,
high,
buddy.
Okay. I'm not a fan of you right now. High point beating Purdue. Gonzaga. Okay, buddy.
So let me just break through.
Defense in March.
Yeah, let me just break this down real quick. I have Auburn winning. I have Creighton winning. UC San Diego over Michigan. Yale over A&M. I have Ole Miss over UNC. Iowa State winning. I have Marquette over New Mexico. That one was really hard.
That's
one I'm going back and forth on a lot. Obviously Michigan State, Florida and versus UConn. UConn over Oklahoma. That one was a hard one for me too. Like, once again, it's
not
just
high on that UConn team, man.
I really like UConn this year. I think UConn Florida is going to be a really good game. Yeah, I agree. UConn Florida.
Yeah, they get hot, but when they're cold, they're ice cold.
It's very cold. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yep. Into the freezer. Yep.
Yeah. Memphis, Colorado State. That's a hard one too. Like, I think that's probably going to be one of the hardest ones. Obviously Maryland over Grand Canyon. Maryland's such a good team, by far. Like, so good. Drake over Missouri. Drake is they're so hot.
That was a tough game to pick.
For sure. Texas Tech. I have Kansas St. John's. And then let's go over to the East here. I have Duke winning. I have Baylor over Mississippi State. Liberty over Oregon. Arizona over Akron. But then again, who knows? Who freaking knows? Mm-hmm. Arizona's probably going to lose now.
Yeah, Aiden picked Arizona, so congratulations, Akron. You won first round.
Yeah. You're in the second round already. Congrats. Gosh, dang. BYU moving on. Wisconsin moving on. Vandy over St. Mary's. Bama. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. See, we agree on a lot. I have Houston. I have Gonzaga over Georgia, though. I'm high.
I don't see it.
I am so high.
I think Gonzaga could get out of the first round. I can see them in the first round, but I think that's it.
No.
I could definitely see it, though. I could
see it. Clemson over McNeese. That one's kind of a toss-up for me, too.
It is. And that's kind of one of the 50-50 games to me, too.
Purdue High Point. I have High Point winning. This one, if Purdue wins, Purdue gets to the Sweet 16 or Elite 8. If they don't win, if they don't get hot, it's over. Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's over, obviously. So
you listen to all those whacks that are on all these news channels saying Purdue's going to lose. High Point's so good. No.
Purdue's just sucked so much lately. They've been so terrible.
I know, but now they're kind of due for a good couple games.
No, the thing is are they going to continue or are they going to finally start?
That's what I was saying too.
That's the question.
So I think that game is going to be determined within the first 3 minutes.
I agree. Purdue gets
off to a hard start
in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Purdue gets off to a hot start in the first 3 minutes. I think it's over. I think if we see Purdue missing shots and turning the ball over early, it could be a long day.
Yep. They get in their heads. Illinois over Texas. That one seems pretty, seems pretty obvious for me. Kentucky over Troy.
Whoa.
Yeah. Sorry, Garrett. Sorry, bud.
I wasn't going to say nothing, unfortunately.
I have Utah State over UCLA.
That was a tough one to me. That's a tough game.
Yeah.
I didn't really go into that one. The reason I picked UCLA is because they played the Big Ten.
Yeah, that's fair, honestly. And it's like, once again, flip a coin, that's your winner.
Yeah.
Tennessee obviously moves on. Mm-hmm. Then you have Auburn, UC San Diego. Honestly, that is a lot harder for me than it should be. And I know it sounds bad.
I don't know what you're watching. Have you,
dude?
I could see UC San Diego getting out of round one, but that's it.
I want UC San Diego to be my Cinderella story, like my Cinderella run.
Sure. And they could be, though. That's what I was going to say. They could be, though. When they get on a roll, they kind of just go with each other. It's kind of like when you're in a group in high school. Yeah. It doesn't matter who you're seeing. You're the guys. I don't know. I could see
I want UC San Diego to go on a Cinderella run. Like, I mean, look at Loyola. What, 2 years ago?
Yeah. 2 years ago.
I mean.
I'm all about the underdog, man. I love that stuff, man. I love it.
But yeah, I have them beating Yale. I have Iowa State over Ole Miss. Michigan State over Marquette. Marquette just won't be able to keep up Michigan State.
No, I don't think so.
Like I said earlier, Florida, UConn, a lot closer than it should be. I think Florida will pull it off, but I think that'll be a close game.
No, honestly, that'll be a blowout game if that's
I will say this. You guys are disagreeing, but you guys have a lot of the same here. I mean, there's like two or three that makes it different, but a lot is the same.
I didn't think we'd have as close as we did. Florida, Maryland, or Maryland over Memphis, rather. That just makes sense. It's Maryland. Texas Tech over Drake. Drake won't be able to keep up. Texas Tech is they're good enough. You know what I mean? They're not like outstanding, but they're good enough. St. John's over Kansas. As we said, defense. It all comes down to defense.
Yeah.
Duke over Baylor. Can't keep up. It's Cooper Flag. It's Cooper Flag season. 100%.
That's what I think too.
Then Liberty over Arizona.
Yep.
This is going to be a time where Arizona somehow beats Akron, and then they go and beat Liberty too, because they say, screw you, Aiden. That's what you get. And I'll be like, okay, whatever. Fine. Be that way. And then and then they'll beat Duke too, because why not? And then
over BYU.
Yeah.
I don't hate Wisconsin.
I like Wisconsin.
I like this Wisconsin team.
Yeah. This is where our picks switch. I have Bama over Vandy too.
I think it'll be a good game, but it could be. Yeah.
And then Gonzaga over Houston. I don't like that Houston team.
Move on.
I also have Clemson.
I don't like the Gonzaga team either.
I have Clemson over High Point. I also want High Point to go on a Cinderella run. Like High Point.
Yeah, you picked them to lose.
I also picked UC San Diego to lose. Dude, I'm telling you, UC San Diego and High Point, I want them to go on Cinderella runs.
Listen here.
Like, see, I would love it.
See this?
Could it happen though with Liberty and Duke? I'm just gonna say this.
Liberty?
I'm just saying Liberty can get on a roll if Flag somehow, if he's not showing up, the whole team's not going to show up. If he's not out there, it's different.
Yeah.
I'm just saying Liberty could do it. Liberty could be the one that's, I'm just saying.
We might end up finding out this injury is more serious than what people thought.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, they were saying a week. Now, I don't know, man. I don't know.
He's still questionable for Friday.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they are a different team, but we're playing a little different now. Like, this is the real deal.
And then I have Tennessee over Kentucky Utah. Kentucky over Illinois and Tennessee over Utah State. So then Auburn. Yeah, beat UC. Ends the Cinderella run chances. It's unfortunate. Michigan State over Iowa State. Michigan State's just so good. I have Maryland over Florida here. I love the Maryland team.
And once again, that was the toughest game for me to pick.
Yeah. I love the Maryland team so much. Like I said, if they can hit their threes, like, that is when they win, is when they're hitting their threes. St. John's, Texas Tech at St. John's. Let's be real. And then Duke over Liberty. It just makes sense. Yeah. If Liberty pulls it off, that'd be outstanding. Bama over Wisconsin. I like the Bama team. They're going to score on you, no doubt. Gonzaga over Clemson.
Move on.
That's where we're just drawing a line. What?
Tennessee over Kentucky. Don't like Kentucky.
You want to see something? I drew a line at Purdue and Tennessee.
I'm not even a Gonzaga fan. Come on now.
Well, you clearly are.
Dude, it's just because it's like, you got to have that one team. You got to have that one team. And it's like, Gonzaga, realistically.
Whatever.
Why not?
Not really. Why? That's not realistic. Not.
Says who? Says who? Yeah. I wouldn't even be surprised if Illinois beats Kentucky, but we're just gonna go on. Then I have Michigan State over Auburn. I am a huge fan of this Michigan State team this year. Huge fan. I have St. John's over Maryland. Someone's got to knock them off their, knock them off their game. And I think St. John's is the team to do it. So Duke over Bama, Cooper Flag. I'm just going to say Cooper Flag every time because it's Cooper Flag. That's all you got to say.
If he is playing and they are still in it, it's going to be Duke.
Exactly.
All right, move into your final four. I don't care.
Gonzaga.
Whatever. Move into your final four.
Gonzaga over Tennessee.
Not happening.
We move on. We got Michigan State, St. John's. I have Michigan State.
Good game. That'd be a good game.
That'd be an amazing game. But I have Michigan State you know, taking the lead and winning that game. And then you got Duke Gonzaga, Cooper Flagg. You guys thought I was going to say Gonzaga. No. Cooper Flagg's going to show Gonzaga that their run can only go so far. And Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, their run ends in round one.
No, their run ends in the final four.
There was
four.
No run. They're done in round one.
I could see it, though. I'm not going to lie. I could see it.
I can't see it.
Thank you.
I could, though. Every one of these teams, you guys keep changing in the 16s. I really feel like you guys all have points, but there's all going to be one team we're not going to see coming.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. You see San Diego. Keep your eye out.
It's going to be Wisconsin.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be Liberty.
It's not Liberty. Yeah, you had Creighton going all the way. I have Gonzaga.
Buddy, Creighton was Final Four. Okay. Creighton is also a much better team than Gonzaga.
Creighton's a 9 seed. Gonzaga's an 8 seed. Come on now.
Creighton is a much better team than Gonzaga.
Obviously not.
Overall?
Obviously not.
Defense, offense? I don't know.
Everything.
Obviously not. Mm-hmm. But hey, Duke,
we'll find out tomorrow.
Okay. True. Yeah. I have Duke winning it all, baby. Cooper Flagg. That's all you need to know.
All right. Not one a bad name.
I really like the St. John. Yeah, I like the St. John's Michigan State though. I really like that game.
I think it'll be a good game.
That could be very well the final there. I like that a lot.
Had a poll, and
okay,
whose bracket do you like more?
Okay,
75% say Aiden. Okay.
So I would say if mine was up there, it would be the one. But I'm just saying.
Hey, no, I agree. Garrett's bracket probably would be better. Realistic.
I'm just kidding. Actually.
No, I agree. Honestly, Gonzaga probably wouldn't be in the Final Four, and neither would Creighton. So
we'll see. You never know.
It's going to be such a fun March Madness, though.
So the other thing that is on our X, hop in and join our March Madness tournament challenge.
Yes.
It is up on our X. After this video is done, we will post it in the comments of the video as well.
Yep.
Right there.
Right here, go ahead and join it up. So
free to join.
Yep.
One entry per person.
That's right.
So feel free to join in. Just a little friendly competition.
Exactly. I think are you guys ready to pick some games now? I don't know about you guys, but I think I'm ready to pick some games after all this March Madness talk.
So I think when we pick games, I say let's just do the NBA games because we've already picked all our.
Yeah, I think we've already
picked all our college games.
I agree.
Realistically.
Let me go ahead and.
We could pick all the college games if you guys wanted to.
I'm okay with picking NBA and then going through the March Madness bracket and picking the round one games. I'm okay with doing both that.
Fine.
Because you know what, I might switch my picks around.
Oh, of course, here we go.
I might just say, you know what, screw it. Let's get a little frisky and pick some different games. But
of course, you would be that guy.
Hey,
yeah.
Breaking news, real quick. Russ was just sitting and talking with an interviewer on QB Talk for the Giants and Steelers. He's actually looking at the Giants more than the Steelers if he gets to choose. Wow. And Trey Hendrickson could sit out this year.
That's brutal.
If he does not get paid, he might hold out. Yeah, I would do it too.
Okay.
Rodgers.
What about Rodgers?
And a third, Rodgers is being patiently waited on by the Steelers, even though players are getting very aggravated. You hear about Cameron Hayward?
Yes.
He was saying, if you don't want to be a Steeler, don't have time. Yep.
It's either you are or you aren't.
So. Yep. And he's right.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Let's look at here.
Bucks, Lakers. That'll be a good game.
Who's playing and who's not? That's the issue.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to go Bucks. Doc Rivers got pulled in. Damian Lillard. He pulled in Giannis. He said, what do we need to do to change it? That's what was being done yesterday. So I'm going with the Bucks.
I'm taking the Lakers. Give me Luka.
Without LeBron, huh?
They beat him. They beat him last time, didn't they?
Well, that was then.
I don't know if they did or not. Jackson,
who did last time? Now.
You're taking the Bucks too, Jackson?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't want you talking about Luka again. Whenever we talk about a Lakers game, we do not say the name Luka. Okay,
that is bad. I think I'm going to talk about Luka.
Oh, I could talk about that all day. Anyway.
Pistons, Mavs. Ooh. That'll be.
Oh, we know who's winning that one. We know who's winning that one.
The Pistons.
The Dallas Pistons.
Yep. So we're all picking the Pistons. Got
the Pistons. The Pistons. Yeah. Yep. Quentin Grimes is going to go off. Watch.
What a terrible game.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Wow. Cavs Suns. Hopefully the Cavs can bounce back.
Give me KD.
Wow. I'm taking the Cavs.
I hate the Cavs.
I've got to take the Cavs. Kevin Durant has not been finishing games lately, man. They just seem to die off.
Yes. That's right. Cleveland. So
it's just weird how they do it.
All right. Moving on to Saturday here. Bucks Kings.
Ooh.
I feel like that'll be a pretty good game.
Bucks.
Hey, give me the
Sabonis
Bucks.
Sabonis is not where it's at right now.
We're all just gonna take the Bucks.
Yeah, the Kings are gonna win, probably.
Yeah. That's probably what's gonna happen.
Based on our picks from last week.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Is that Hawks and Warriors? Oh, no.
No. Nah. Sunday. Nah, no.
That's a terrible game.
Yeah, watch. So we're going to win. Celtics Trailblazers.
That should be a good game.
Yeah, that should be a good game.
It's the Boston.
They've been up and down. I'm going Trailblazers by 3.
Really?
Blazers
get
by 3.
Get out of town. Go home.
Blazers by 3.
I'm taking the Celtics.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Obviously, Jackson's taking the Celtics. Yeah,
you'll
obviously.
Support, but.
Yeah. Whatever. I also really like the Nuggets-Rockets game here.
Yeah, that'll be a good Rockets game. I'm actually going to take Rockets.
Really?
Sengun? Sengun, baby.
Wow. Yeah, Jokic? Did you forget about that guy?
Yeah, really.
He don't exist no more. I'm just kidding.
He's out today.
Hot take.
Him and Jamal Murray. Yeah.
Hot
take. Jokic is going to win MVP again.
No.
No, he will.
He should.
No, he will.
SGA.
No, he will.
SGA. No.
Bro, he just had a 40-20-20 game twice.
He is rewriting 42, history.
21. Yeah, dude. This guy... SGA is not winning it.
If you pick anybody else, you're outside your mind.
SGA.
The only reason they would pick SGA would be like, we feel sad for you. Just like he should have won the last one. But anyways.
No, it's going to be SGA. All right. So I'm picking the Nuggets. Who do you pick, Garrett?
Oh, man. That one's rough, dude. I'm going to go Nuggets. I got to go Nuggets.
Nuggets. Hey, yep. Curtis agrees. SGA's winning it.
I wish he would, but I just don't see it. He's doing amazing. He's amazing, dude. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's just not on the Joker's level.
He doesn't run the whole offense is the problem. That's the issue.
Thunder Clippers will honestly be a good game, too.
Yeah.
And I think it's the Thunder, though. I think Chet has a good game that game.
Depends on what Chet you're getting. That's for sure.
I think I have the Thunder written down, but I can't. Ooh.
I'm serious, dude. Harden has been playing like a mess.
I know.
Lately.
They just
and Norman Powell, dude. That guy should be the player, the comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
Last year he didn't get to start. I'm gonna go Thunder this game, but it'll be close.
Yeah, I'm also going Thunder, but yeah, I like the Clippers will keep it close for sure.
Yeah, it should be a good game.
Let's see here. That honestly, Lakers Magic might be a decent game.
It should be.
It's Lakers.
Yeah. Mavs Nets.
Mavs.
I'm taking the Mavs here. I'm gonna take the Mavs. They're gonna finally.
I feel like I can smile.
I know, guys. Hey, you're finally gonna get your win. Gonna get your win here.
Oh no, we all picked the Mavs. Now they're gonna lose.
Probably. Bucks Suns. This can be a good game.
I think KD gets it done.
Yeah, Suns are gonna get it done this time.
I'm saying I'm
Bucks can't win three in a row.
I'm picking Bucks.
Can't win three in a row.
Hey, I don't have them winning the first time. So,
oh, you don't? I thought you did.
No, I don't. I have them going 1-2. So I'm picking the Bucks here. And then Celtics Kings.
Celtics by 12.
I'm also going to pick the Celtics. Yeah, unfortunately,
it's Jason Tatum, buddy.
I'm not afraid to pick the Celtics like Jackson's afraid to pick the Cavs. So
I'm not afraid to pick Cavs. I mean, I just don't like Cavs. I won't pick them.
Porzingis right now is just going off too. He's been
Porzingis.
Yeah.
Is that Dallas? Did Dallas come back? Oh my gosh, Dallas is up.
I was gonna wait until the end. Hold on, don't ruin my Cinderella story.
Hold on. Oh, shoot, now Dallas is gonna lose. Sorry.
All right, that's why I'm keeping it quiet.
Let's see here. Mavs, Knicks. Ooh, sorry.
Yeah, Knicks by 40.
Yeah, I'm picking the Knicks here. I'm sorry.
Oh, we ain't got no inside game, bro.
Yeah. Ooh, Cavs, Blazers.
Trailblazers. Yeah,
give me the Cavs.
Trailblazers. Blazers on a two-roll watch.
No, the Cavs aren't losing another game.
I'm telling you, man.
The Cavs are undefeated the rest of the way.
Yeah, because they can't lose more games than the Browns.
The Browns?
The Browns lost 12 games this year?
Well,
they lost 14.
I'm not going to say anything.
They lost 14. They lost 14. The Cavs can lose two more games. The Cavs can lose two more games this year.
Isn't that sad if we think about it?
They can lose two more.
How many games is there in the NBA season? Like, how are you serious? 80, this is bad.
80 something. They can lose two more.
82 or 86. I can't remember now. Yeah. Crazy.
But I'm taking the Cavs. Yeah. Thunder Kings. That
would be a good game. Yeah, it's got to be.
The Thunder. Yeah. I agree. OKC, baby. Give me OKC.
It's Chet and Sugar.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, see it is. All right. Let me go ahead and get over to the bracket.
There is, yeah, real quick. There is like 3:30 left in the game, by the way. They were losing by 15 at one point. The Mavs are winning against Indy 115-130. And I just wanted to throw it in there.
Yes, sir.
Yep, now they're going to lose.
Now it's 119-116.
Sorry, tell you, it's over. They lost.
All right. Here we go.
We're going to get out just in time to watch that game.
I know it. Yeah. We're gonna let's go through real quick and let's pick some of the round one games here. We're gonna have a full week of picks here. It's gonna be nice. Mm-hmm. Maybe improve our records from last week because that was wrong.
Right.
That was
terrible.
I know I am. I am so, this week. I promise that.
Auburn, Alabama State. I mean, this should be pretty Auburn. Easy here. Yeah, we're all picking Auburn here, right?
Yeah.
All right. Louisville, Creighton. This one's hard.
Great game. Chucky Hepburn, Ryan Kalkbrenner.
I'm thinking
Creighton. I'll let you go first.
I'm thinking Creighton.
Yes, sir.
Yep, Creighton. Yep, that's right.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, Michigan, UC San Diego.
Michigan.
I'm going UC San Diego.
Of course you are.
Whoa.
Yep.
So, Garrett, we've already got a one-game lead on
Aiden. Yeah. Go. We're up one. Yeah. I need about 20 more.
So A&M Yale.
Yale.
I'm going A&M. I picked Yale in my bracket. But I'm going
see, I picked Texas A&M in my bracket.
Yeah, see, we're switching. Yeah, see, this is A&M.
Ole Miss, UNC, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
North Carolina is not gonna do the same thing two games in a row. I'm sorry.
No, they're not gonna have an insane game.
Oh my gosh, that was ridiculous.
They haven't had two games in a row like that, so it's not going to happen again.
But it could.
Sorry,
no, but it could. I'm going on this. I'm going on this.
There's just no way. I don't see it. But
I would say Lipscomb, whoever that is. I've never even heard of Lipscomb.
I've actually watched Lipscomb play in person.
That's crazy.
They came to Mackey Arena 4 years ago. Okay, went and watched them play the Lipscomb Bisons.
That is
the Bisons,
Iowa State, yeah. Marquette, New Mexico. This one's
I'm
hard.
Sticking with my pick. It's New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Marquette does not it's have enough one. Offense. Cam Jones is a very good player. He just can't score enough.
I'm picking Marquette.
I don't know. I could see it going both ways, but I think New Mexico can outscore, that's for sure.
I agree. Michigan State. It's Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State easily.
Yeah, we don't even have to talk about that one.
Yeah. Florida, Norfolk State. It's got to be Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
UConn, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. I can't ride with this UConn team. It's Oklahoma.
Come on, Garrett. Come on, Garrett. Come on. You know. You know what to do.
Come on. I'm gonna go with UConn this time. I have to.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Memphis, Colorado State.
I'm switching my pick to Colorado State.
I'm also going Colorado State.
Have you guys been in Colorado for a couple days? Are you guys high? Or what's going on here? What is going on here? All right. What is going on here?
I think you're a pretty solid team.
I do love Colorado.
Have you watched Memphis? Have you watched Memphis?
Yeah, they beat up on Tulane.
Yeah.
The end of the Tulane game is good.
I'm up on one. I'm up on both of y'all now.
Yeah. Maryland, Grand Canyon.
Maryland.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Missouri Drake. Gotta be Drake.
It's Drake.
Gotta be Drake. Switching. Wow. Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, I gotta go Mizzou. I got it.
Real? Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Texas Tech.
One, I think.
UNC
Wilmington. I'm sticking with them.
Nah. Wow. I'm going Texas Tech.
Nah. I'm proud of you, but no.
Yeah, I'm going Texas Tech.
Not for me.
Kansas, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
I think this could be a good game. I think that could be a good game.
I'm going Kansas for sure.
I've not seen enough from Kansas this year. Their transfers have not played the way they thought they would have.
But that's my issue. As soon as I say that, I watched their last game, and they look just fine.
And you look at Arkansas.
Hunter Dickinson staying hasn't done what they thought it was going to.
Kansas, I have to. They're going to show up eventually. They have to.
Yep. St. John's, Omaha.
We don't even have to talk about that one.
Let's move on.
Yep.
I don't need to talk about the next one. Move on.
Yep. St. Mary's, Duke. Mississippi State, Baylor.
Sneaky good game. Mississippi State can put up points. The difference making this one, VJ Edgecombe, Baylor.
I also have Baylor.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Baylor.
That's a hard one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oregon, I think Liberty.
The next one's a hard one.
Yeah, this one's like...
I got
Liberty. I'm going to flip. I'm going to go Oregon.
I'm going Liberty.
I'm going Liberty. I think they are very sneaky.
Oh, Arizona Akron. No.
Why not? Give me the Zips.
Oh, Arizona, don't do it to me, please.
Give me the Akron Zips. Why not?
I got to go Arizona, but that's going to be a good game.
Arizona.
I think that's a good matchup.
I'm taking Arizona. I'm sorry, Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett, he just screwed you.
I'm sorry.
I'm used to it now.
BYU, VCU.
Yeah, it's going to be BYU. I like this BYU team. I really do.
I agree. BYU. Oh, BYU. Yeah. Wisconsin, Montana. It's got to be Wisconsin. Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah. St. Mary's, Vandy.
Vandy. I'm sticking to my guns. I'm going Vandy.
What? Vandy.
Oh. You're
going St. Mary's?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm kind of shocked. Bama, Robert Morris, Bama, right?
We can next.
Yeah. Houston,
next.
Blah, 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 Houston. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. We all know what's going on here. We all know. Gonzaga.
Give me UGA. 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 UGA.
Hang on, guys. 1, 2, 3. Gonzaga.
UGA.
Oh. we were so close. We were so close, man. Garrett, come on.
I'm gonna go Georgia.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you hurt me earlier.
Yeah.
with Arizona. Sorry. Clemson McNeese.
I'm sticking with McNeese.
I have Clemson written.
Good game. I'm sticking with McNeese.
I'm switching to McNeese.
What?
Yeah.
You both were in Colorado too long.
I think so.
You guys got stuck there.
Bit too much.
Yeah.
You
Purdue High Clemson? Point.
High Point, baby. Just kidding,
I'm taking High Point. What?
It's a boulder up, hammer down.
I'm taking high point easily.
Okay. Oh, easily? My. This guy easily. Doesn't believe in defense.
Easily, I'm taking high point.
Illinois is going to take on Texas, and I'm taking Texas. Hey.
Not, what, Aiden? Let me hear it.
It's like this. Gotta figure out how to do it.
I gotta take Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
Longhorn all the way, baby. We're going Longhorn today.
I gotta take Illinois. I'm sorry.
I see how it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Kentucky, Troy. It's not a game. It's Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a game.
UCLA, Utah State. I'm flipping. Give me Utah State.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm gonna go Utah State. Are you guys serious? Y'all what?
No, it's Tennessee. That's Tennessee.
And then next
Tennessee.
One, next. Next.
And it's Tennessee.
That's it.
All right, that's it. We're done. Just like that. That's all of round one selected.
Crazy.
So
we're already here.
Man, March Madness. Man, after March Madness, we're gonna have what? Baseball. And then the draft.
Oh, speaking of baseball, sorry. I meant to say it's early. Regular season technically started 2 days ago. Or yesterday. Yesterday Crazy. Morning. Purdue Crazy played stuff. The Dodgers, or Cubs played the Dodgers. Yeah, it did not. Yeah, it didn't go well.
Yeah.
Cubs Never dropped both Purdue. Games to the Dodgers.
Oh, really? Speaking of Purdue, though, I wanted to let you know the offensive tackle, Marcus Mbo, I don't know how to say
Mbo,
his name.
Yeah.
He is going on a visit to the Eagles. He's going to visit
Ooh.
With the Eagles.
Yeah. Okay.
He's going to be a sneaky late second round pick.
They say the Eagles said he's a top 30 visit for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Eagles looking at him for their first round pick?
That's what they're saying.
Wow. Yep.
Eagles hosted Purdue offensive tackle Marcus Mbo on a top 30 visit today, according to his post and Sirianni's Instagram.
Wow. That's impressive. He's a very good tackle.
Yeah.
Man, I'm excited to see how our first round picks go for March Madness.
I am too. I think it's going to be
me too.
There's going to be some team. There's going to be a team. Like, I guarantee, like, Michigan State. No, not Michigan State. Bama's going to lose to, like, Robert Morris or something. Something crazy like that's going to happen.
It's always happens every year.
It's going to be nuts. Or Houston's
going to win. Yeah, there's going to be one crazy. Yep.
Yeah. It's going
to 36 seconds left, 127, 129 Mavs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see, he pulls it out. Let's see.
So, all righty. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this week for the March Madness exclusive episode. We hope that you guys enjoyed going through this bracket with us. And it's going to be fun going through the next couple weeks as this bracket unfolds and all these upsets happen and potentially a Cinderella story. Maybe Texas will go on that run.
Ooh.
But probably not.
Probably not.
So we hope you guys go out there and watch those games starting tomorrow. We have the game starting and then continue.
Hey, go watch one tonight. Go watch Xavier play Texas.
Yeah, exactly. Sports, period. Go watch sports.
Exactly. That's right. And as Jackson mentioned, baseball started yesterday. So baseball just watching now too. So there you go. And as always, thank you guys for watching and we will catch you next week. Peace.
Adios.